Hey guys, Tangent's Retro Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby and this is Take Two. Yes, it is Take Two. You see, yesterday I had the whole entire show done up again, but this time my microphone was hooked up, but it wasn't selected in the setting. So I'm kind of glad it happened because over the last 24 to 48 hours, it has been quite interesting when you talk about video game, the horizon of video games. What I mean is a couple days ago, PlayStation Network went down. And if you went on X, you could see the people bitching and complaining about how they keep with the PlayStation 5, they could basically couldn't go online, play all these games, so they had to whip out PS4. And I don't blame them. It would be absolutely pissed off. And if you ever have known me, followed me, anything like that, you know I am more or less against this online gaming, because what if the internet goes down or PlayStation or Xbox goes down? At least with the retro gaming, you have the ability to play these games and you don't need the internet. Many people can see it, many people don't. However, the funny part is, just because my microphone did not work, actually is allowing me to give you guys something funny. This morning, every morning, I'll go wake up, hop on X, scroll down to, you know, what's trending. And today, what was trending was Xbox Live. So it's, what the hell? All right, whatever. I'll go click on and see what it has to say. Well, it's funny. Xbox had a major network outage, which meant Xbox Live was down. So at the start, you had PlayStation players getting made fun of by Xbox, and now it's the exact same thing, but roles are reversed. Even the memes that are going around at the start with the Xbox making fun of PlayStation people are switching it around, and they're making fun of the Xbox crowd. To me, it's kind of funny. You basically tease an alligator, the alligator's going to snap back and rip your arm. Yeah. In reality, this isn't the first time that PlayStation kind of had these massive outages. The one I can remember about two, and also PlayStation being hacked. But that's about it. Microsoft, I don't know, they kind of keep their things under wrap. Then there's Nintendo. You know, it's Nintendo. They're cool, calm, collect, just, you know, sitting back with their popcorn, eating it, watching the number one rated console on the market versus the number three, fighting back and forth, and Nintendo's sitting there just watching, going back and forth. Yeah, that's just kind of like me, too. It is quite hilarious. All right. Another topic that I was supposed to talk about was the rumors of what is going on when it comes to the next generation of consoles. Many of you know Nintendo Switch 2, who knows what it's going to be called, is going to be coming out very, very soon, because they either have announced it or will soon be announcing it. Not quite sure. So that is going to be interesting to actually see what the console is like. Are they going to do another handheld? Or are they going to do an actual console? Or, get this, are they going to go back to the Nintendo Wii U style and try making that work again? This part, and this time, only time will physically tell. So, I'm not quite sure what is happening, what is going on. It's quite new. The one part that I'm more curious about is the rumors, the memes, the pictures, and Xbox is probably one of those ones that I want to know more about. I did do an episode earlier in this show that basically stated that Xbox wanted to go to the cloud gaming, where, you know, to me, that's not that bad for the simple fact that when you have the cloud gaming, you can use your phone, you can use a computer, you use a console, things like that. So it gives you the ability to take your games everywhere. And, you know, there's a lot of pros, cons. Hell, even Xbox has cloud gaming basically on a Fire Stick, so you can play it on your TV. And what was it? Like $100 you get for that. So it's almost the price of a controller. But now there are rumors going around saying that the Xbox, the next gen, is going to be copying Nintendo and having a simple handheld console, kind of like the Steam Deck. So, what does that mean? Is the Steam Deck going to be the next generation for Xbox? That is a very good question. But Microsoft did try to purchase Steam. So is this kind of foreshadow of what is going to happen? If Microsoft can get a hold of Steam as a corporation with what they've built, does that mean that the Steam Deck is going to get a little bit more boost? And is that going to be the new version of the Xbox? I know some of the things that I have also did research on with the new generation is Xbox could have went out, got themselves another another design for the Series X and S, but they'd have, somebody from Xbox basically said that they want to take that money instead of creating a new console for like this generation right now. They're going to take that, put it in the next generation, and release it 2 years earlier than expected. So if it was supposed to be released in 2030, it's going to be released in 2028, for example. No dates, I'm just using it as an example. Unlike PlayStation. I got a question for you guys. So what do you exactly think of PlayStation always having two versions of the same console? Do you think they're doing it on purpose? Do you think they're doing it for a money grab? Or do you think that it gives them a little bit more time to shrink the console, make it better, to make it last longer? Because you have PlayStation 1, you have the smaller version of the PS1, you have PS2 Fat, you have the Slim, PS3, you went from the big one to a smaller one. PlayStation 4 has it. PlayStation 5 has the new one, a smaller one, and the Pro, which now the Pro costs like over a freaking $1,000. Like, my scary thought about this whole entire thing is if the PS actually has the Pro sitting at $1,000 Canadian, what is next generation going to cost? That is one of the things that I want to know. It really, really baffles me. It seriously does. Pretty soon, the consoles are going to be obsolete and everything's going to be on the computer. Or what they're going to be basically doing is taking a mini computer and turning that into the console where you can upgrade the software like video card, sound card, processor to be able to play it. So that's going to be interesting to see what these video game systems are going to be in the next 5 years. Oh, hell, what it's going to be like in the next 15 years. Because even in, all right, I'm going to use my experience with video games. Like, for example, in 1985, we had the Atari. Late 80s, we had the Nintendo. In the 90s, we had the Genesis. Well, So right there, that's basically like 10 years. Then in the late 90s, we have the PlayStation. So in 15 years, back then, you went from a basic, flat, squared game to something like Tekken, where Tekken 3 literally, like seriously, literally pushed the boundaries of PlayStation 1 to the point they actually had to take things out because it wouldn't fit on the disc. I'm not really too sure what 15 years is going to look like for video games. Are they going to go VR? Are they going to have computers? I really don't know. And even the price range, that's going to be the one of the biggest things. The only thing I can say is we have to sit, wait, and hell, see what it is. All right, you guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for putting up with my stupidity and everything else. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at tangentsgamingpod@gmail.com. Right across social media, it is tangentsgaming189. And on Buy Me a Coffee, you can donate, you can subscribe to memberships. I'm building that up. But it is buymeacoffee.com/tangentsgam38. Yeah, I know. That's really weird. So am I. It works out. So, anyway, I will talk to you later. And if you got this far, head on to Twitter and type in lightning. All right, until next time. I will catch you later, right here on Tangents Retro Gaming.